Unit 1. Meaning and Nature of Politics.
Page 1.
Structure. 1.0. Objectives. 1.1. Introduction. 1.2. Meaning. 1.3. Nature. 1.4. Let us sum up. 1.5. Keywords. 1.6. Some useful books for further reference. 1.7. Answers to check your progress exercises. Page 2. 1.0. Objectives. After going through this unit, you will be able to understand and comprehend the meaning of politics, the nature of politics. 1.1. Introduction. In our day and age, we have become so accustomed to using the word politics. Many persons use this word without knowing its exposition. But we, being the students of political science, ought to comprehend the true meaning of politics. In the broad sense of the word, politics is a process at work everywhere and continuously in the smallest groups as well as among great powers on the international level. Every day the newspaper carry considerable news about it. Because the public wants to know what really happened, why it happened, and what antecedents led to the present events. The political scientist wants to learn in a general and systematic way what means will best achieve particular political goals. He wants to find out by what standards one can appraise events and actions in the realm of politics. Finally, he ponders the goals, principles, and ideals of politics that give meaning and directions to man's political existence. 1.2. Meaning of Politics. The term politics is derived from the Greek word polis, which means a city. To the ancient Greeks, therefore, politics was a knowledge concerning the affairs of the city. But to them the city and the state were indistinguishable. They lived in what we now refer to as city-states, whose areas did not extend very much beyond small city. To the ancient Greeks, politics implied participation of the individual in the life of the polis and was considered vital for the development of the personality of an individual. If included private as well as public action of man. Here, in this connection, Professor Seely remarks that ancient politics was little more than the science of municipal government. However, this remark should not be taken to imply that the range or outlook of the ancient Greek political thinkers was in any way limited or narrowly local. In fact, their political study was in many respects deeper and broader than what followed the decline of the city-states in ancient Rome. With the decline of Greek city-states, politics assumed a narrower meaning and came to be applied solely to the political activities, to the exclusion of the economic, religious, educational, and military activities. Page 3. The accepted sense in which the term politics is used today is wider than that of political science. According to Gilchrist, the term politics nowadays refers to the current problems of government, which are not more economic in character than political in the scientific sense. When we speak of a man as interested in politics, we mean that he is interested in the current problems of the day, in tariff questions, in labor questions, etc. In this sense, Politics is more than an art, than a science, and a politician is one who takes active part in the politics of his country. Though he may have little understanding even of the elementary principles of political science. Besides, the political science is the same everywhere, but the politics of one country may be different from that of another. For example, the Russian politics is not the same as the American politics. Thus, both the etymological meaning and popular usage make the term politics more comprehensive than the subject matter of political science. Many early writers like Aristotle, Jelinek, Henry Sidgwick, Paul Janet have used the term politics in preference to political science, and they have divided politics into two parts. 1. Theoretical politics, and 2. Applied or practical politics. In the former, they include the study of the fundamental characteristics of the state without reference to its or the means by which its ends are attained. As such, theoretical politics relates to the principles of political organization and administration. On the other hand, applied or practical politics embraces the study of the actual working of government of the state. 1.3 Nature of politics. Broadly speaking, the definition of politics falls into two categories, the traditional and the modern. The traditional definitions are largely varied on the Greek view. The important traditional definitions of politics have been offered by scholars like Fairley, Paul Janet, Jenks and others. According to Fairley, politics includes a study of the organization and activities of the states and of the principles and ideals which underlie political organization and activities. Paul Janet defines politics as that part of social science which treats of the foundation of the state and principles of government. However, these definitions are considered defective in so far as they do not lay sufficient emphasis on practical aspects of politics. Some of the modern scholars who have offered definition of politics emphasizing the practical aspects include Bierle, Hillman, Garner and others. Bierle defines politics as the conduct of public affairs for private advantage. Garner confines politics to the business and activity of the affairs of the state. Page 4. The modern political scientist would not like to confine the scope of politics to state and government alone. They are concerned with the description and analysis of the manner in which power is obtained, exercised, distributed, controlled, and the purpose for which it is used, the manner in which the decisions are made. They are also concerned with the various factors which influence the shaping of the decisions and context in which these decisions are taken. Emphasizing this point, Lipson says, "More limited than politics is the concept of the state. The point that politics is broader than the state can be easily demonstrated. Wherever the state exists, there is politics. But the converse is not true, that wherever politics exists, so does the state. We can rightly speak of international state. We can talk of politics within churches or municipal corporations or trade unions, although none of these is a state." According to Merkel, the essence of politics lies in the fundamental freedom of man in society to master his own fate by political means. Harold Lasswell, who is considered a great American political scientist, articulates another definition of politics which is popularly known as a power approach. Thus, power is the basis of politics. In all kinds of politics, power is held by some persons called elites. Therefore, the essence of politics is the source of power held by political elite. Very close to Lasswell's view is that of Vernon Dyke, to whom politics is a struggle among actors pursuing conflicting desires on public issues. Thus, to power theorists, politics is a struggle for power. George Catlin, another German architect of power theory, pushed it further towards greater clarity. David Truesman, using this conflict model, says, "Politics is the adjustment of conflict among interests. The power approach to the nature of politics is seriously questioned by a few leading political scientists of our time. For instance, David Easton, who had made considerable impact on contemporary political science, has put forth his own of what politics is. According to him, it is too broad view to consider that the essence of politics is struggle of power. The power relations of gang or a family or church cannot be considered political, even though one man or one group of men control the actions of others. He insists that definitions should be made between power in general and power in political context. He defines politics as authoritative allocation of values for a society. Page 5. Values are concerned with goals towards which a society should move. To determine and decide goals, constitution, the legislature, the executive, the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the press, the pressure groups, and a host of other organizations would be involved. Such a policy, embodying the goals towards which a society should move, is authoritative in the sense that once it is declared, it becomes obligatory for everyone in the society to follow it. Combining the two views of Van Dyke and Eastern Winter and Wellows offer a better definition. According to them, politics can be defined as a struggle between actors pursuing conflicting desires on issues that may result in authoritative allocation of values. The above ideas make it clear that politics transcends all spheres of life. There is no human activity which is devoid of politics. Robert A. Dahl, who has brought out the all-pervasive character of politics, remarks that whether one likes it or not, virtually none is completely beyond the reach of some kind of political system. A citizen encounters politics in the government of the country, town, school, church, political party, civil associations, United Nations, and a host of other organizations. Politics is one of the unavoidable facts of human existence. Everyone is involved in some fashion at the same time in same kind of political system. In short, politics is a universal activity in which the citizen is both a subject and an object. Liberals and Marxists have expressed their different views on what is politics. Liberals regard politics as a study of state, government, and power, and Marxists consider politics as a study of power only. While the former regard power as an instrument of coercion as well as of public welfare, the latter consider power only as a patent manifestation of class domination. Therefore, it is evident that both take basically different and contradictory views about man and society and about the relationship between personality of the individual and authority of the state. Liberal view of politics can be traced in the writings of a very large number of social and political thinkers from the 17th to the present centuries. The important among the liberals are Hobbes, Locke, Burke, Bentham, Mill, Green, Barker, Hobhouse, Lasky, McIver, and Macpherson. According to these writers, man has his personality, which cannot be crushed by the authority of the state. They advocate the autonomy of the personality of the individual and try to reconcile the interest of man with the overall interest of the society. But the essential point to be noted here is that they put emphasis on the worth and dignity of the individual. Page 6. Therefore, social and political theory should highlight this fact. If so, society is an organization in which individuals with their talents and powers compete with each other. Thus, society is like a free and competitive arena which is governed by the laws of free contract exchange and competition. Macpherson calls it possessive individualism. Its possessive quality is found in its conception of the individual as essentially the proprietor of his person or capacities. The individual is seen neither as a moral whole nor as a part of a large social whole, but as an owner of himself. If so, there should be more mechanism to deal with and resolve social conflicts. Therefore, politics is concerned with state and government, which are required to maintain law and order and create conditions in which man can develop his personality. That is, every society has different interests which compete and conflict. To resolve or minimize this conflict, some social power and some social process is required. The result is that a social power is created that becomes the state, and a social process is invented that is known by the name politics. Therefore, politics is viewed as a power, a social process, a behavior that is concerned with the maintenance of law and order in the society. In fine, politics is a source of conflict and a mode of activity that seeks to resolve conflicts and promote readjustments. According to Marxism, man is first a social and then a political creature. The individuals exist only as a part of a social whole that includes family, occupational groups and classes. The emergence of hostile classes has alienated man from his society, and thereby the dominant class has invented state as an instrument of exploitation and oppression of the other class. The free will of man requires emancipation, and it is possible when man is no longer alienated from himself and from his fellow beings. The interests of the individuals are not opposed to each other. Man, according to Marx, is the totality of his social connections, hence emancipated, is identical with the emancipated self. Therefore, society should be defined as a living organism whose vital functions are based on the development of its mode of production. In order to live, man invents the means of production and distribution of goods. This creates the relations of production, which make a society divided between two antagonistic classes. The dominant class becomes the owner of the means of production and distribution. the dominated class exists by selling its labor power. Production is regarded as an important basis of society, and labor is the most important part of it. In this way, politics is the study of class relations and class struggle in society, and labor is the most important of part of it. Page 7. In this way, politics is the study of class relations and class struggle in society. The state is not an agency of public good. It is an instrument by which the dominant class manages to exploit and express the dominated class. It is with the aid of politics that classes hold power to strive to influence the nature of economy, the scale of distribution of material wealth, ideology, culture, morality, family, and everyday life. In the analysis, the state and politics are an expression of the economic requirements of society and its social groups. Thus, we may conclude the discussion of politics with the remarks of Peter H. Merkle. He says that politics is only one of several social activities of man, though intimately related to his other pursuits. It commands a central place among his various activities. It affords him the opportunity for exercising some choice in attaining the basic order of value in society. Politics is the process through which man orders the society in which he lives according to his political ideas about the ends of man. One can regard politics as the implementation of high philosophical value. One can find politics in the context of an ideal democracy in which every citizen has an equal say in determining a social order. At its best, politics is a noble quest for a good order and justice. At its worst, politics is a selfish grab for power, glory, and riches. Check your progress 1. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answers. 2. Also check your answers with the clue given at the end of the unit. 1. Explain the meaning of politics. 2. Elucidate the nature of politics. Page 8. 1.4. Let us sum up. In this unit, the elaborate discussion is made on the meaning of politics, which embarks the debate on theoretical politics and practical politics. The comprehensive and meticulous explanation is conducted to probe into the views of traditional and modern approaches, power approach along with liberal and Marxist views, in understanding the nature of politics. With the help of the above discussion, you have been able to distinguish between theoretical and practical politics, coupled with the understanding of divergent views which throw a light on the real nature of politics and its utility and value. 1.5. Keywords. Ponder. Think. Transcend. Pays beyond the range of. Encounter. Meet with. Comb. Search. Sphere. Scope. Hostile. Of an enemy. 1.6. Some useful books for further reference. J.C. Johari, Foundations of Political Science. A. Appadurai, The Substance of Politics. H. J. Lasky, A Grammar of Politics. R. N. Gilchrist, Principles of Political Science. R. G. Gettel, Introduction to Political Science. S.P. Verma, Modern Political Theory. Robert Dahl, Modern Political Analysis. Dr. R.L. Gupta, Political Theory. 1.7. Answer to Check Your Progress Exercises. Check Your Progress 1. 1. See Section 1.2. 2. See Section 1.3.